This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good evening and welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you the PIAA Individual Wrestling Championships. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah along with Greg Warnock and Greg Smith. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to have semifinals for AA, AAA, and girls here at the State Wrestling Tournament. Our coverage all weekend brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream fields come true. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Regional anesthesia experts and Dr. Brian Matusik, a proud Big Mac alum. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years on North Franklin Drive in Washington. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on, monarchtrans.com for details. Ritzko Insurance Agency, don't stall, give Ritzko Insurance a call, 724-745-3379. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. And Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. Well, gentlemen, semifinals, and always an enjoyable part of the tournament, and we're going to see it like we've never seen it before.
Yeah, oftentimes the best wrestling right in the semifinals. Guys letting loose a little bit before tightening up in that big metal final match. But seeing six of them at the same time, usually it's only two, so seeing six is going to be incredible.
Yeah, a lot on the line here, and should be exciting, and excited to sort of welcome the girls wrestling into this. And you're right, six is a lot, but I think a lot in terms of good wrestling is always a good thing.
So what they are going to do is run AA on mats one and two, run the girls on mats 3 and 4, and run AAA on mats 5 and 6. And that's how we're going to start the semifinals. Again, there are consolation rounds to be held here as well, but it's going to be all semifinals starting at 7. And given the time constraints, they're not going to let mats sit empty. Let me put it that way. If they have to move things around, I think they will move things around to keep things going. There are fourth round consolations to be held for both AA and AAA at 9 o'clock. It'll be third round consolations for girls at 9 o'clock. So just to keep that in mind. And again, we assume they're going to keep it, again, with the using two mats for each classification. So should be getting ready for semifinals here in just a bit. Unofficial numbers here. I have AAA bringing home 24 medals to the WPIAL, AA bringing home 17, and the girls bringing home 18. Now, obviously, it's going to take tonight to decide who is wrestling for first, third, fifth, and seventh. So that will all be decided tonight, and just a peek ahead at how things are going to work tomorrow. We'll start at 9:30 tomorrow morning, and it's going to be fourth round consolation for girls at 9:30, AA and AAA fifth round consolations, and then the third, fifth, and seventh place bouts at 11:30 for all three of AA, AAA, and girls. And then the finals set to begin at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They're going to have three mats across tomorrow afternoon, four. Again, same as today. Mat 1 will be for AA, mat 2 will be for the girls, and mat 3 will be for AAA. And they will they are going to handle the Parade of Champions a little bit differently than they normally do. They're going to bring each classification out with its finalists. They are going to show some video of the entire tournament. The medals presentations are going to be a little bit different. They're going to try to speed that up a little bit. And I think what the one thing you would notice if you were here on a regular basis, when they normally announce medalists, they have the coach come and put the medal around the neck of the recipient. Just to speed things up, they're not going to do that. They're just going to call all eight medalists up to the podium. They will announce them and then move them off and bring up, go from AA and I assume to girls and then to AAA. So probably not a huge noticeable difference in terms of some of the things that we're talking about here. But for what we're used to, it's a little bit different. So should be getting started here in just a few minutes, as we are just a couple of minutes in front of the top of the hour. Just want to remind you of a couple of things here on WJPA. We've got girls basketball playoff action coming your way on 95.3 FM, Peters Township girls at Lebanon. And that game could be late in that one going on right now. And we've got a couple of basketball playoff games tomorrow as well on 95.3 FM, 12:45 airtime for AA first round boys action, Fort Cherry at Carnes City. And then at 5:45 tomorrow, 5A girls, Trinity at Cathedral Prep. And all of that will be on the FM side. Of course, everything as far as our high school sports online at WJPA.com as well. And 7:45 tomorrow night, we may cut this close for college basketball tomorrow night here on 1450 AM. May have to join the Ohio Valley Conference championship game in progress, because with everything that's going to happen here tomorrow, could be that final session could be a bit lengthy, depending on how things go. And again, it's new for everybody, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Definitely will be a longer finals than usual, because you're introducing three individuals and you're just going to have to hear more fill time from the three of us.
I mean, I think that's a win for the audience, but I recognize the opportunity to hear wrestling is really what they've tuned in for. So we'll make sure to give you as much appropriate filler as we can.
I think, the state knew this was Mark's last year and they want to give him as much airtime as possible.
I love that line of thinking, Greg. I can agree with that.
I think they wanted to throw me as many knuckleballs as possible just to see if I can handle it.
Well, you're doing a good job so far, Mark.
Well, I tell you, it has been really different for us. I mean, we're used to having, some breaks, sometimes as long as an hour or even 90 minutes. We have not had those this year, so it's stretched us a little bit, but we'll manage. And I'm surprised they haven't cleared the mats here yet. Yeah. I think probably because they did clear the arena before the semifinals to clean it out, and so probably waiting a little bit to let more of the crowd get in and get settled before we start wrestling.
There's a huge line out by the front door, so my guess is not everybody's in yet, so they're still trying to let everybody find seats before they get underway.
Of course, one of the big stories here, we'll see it tonight, with Rune Lawrence going for a fourth state title. He's got a semifinal about to win before he can have that chance tomorrow. It's four-timers are rare, so that is something, that may be the biggest story of the weekend if it happens. Certainly the build-up to it is something that everybody's keeping an eye on.
Yes. Just such an impressive wrestler. I kind of made the joke to Mark earlier that it took him over 2 minutes to pin his last opponent, which was unique, I know, for many of the matches that he has wrestled really throughout his entire career. But I'm so excited to watch him in particular in sort of that pursuit for perfection.
He's going to have one of his toughest tests, though, in Hershey with Austin Johnson and Muncie in the other half. Should both win tonight in the semifinals. Johnson, a two-time state finalist, one-time state champion himself. So it's going to be a battle for Lawrence to get that fourth.
No, Greg, we've been kind of going down memory lane here a little bit, and since we have time to talk about some things here now before we get started, as it looks like our semifinals are going to be a little bit late here. You know, we were talking about four-time champions last night. Looking back, Thomas Haynes of Solanco was one of the more impressive four-timers that I've seen. Then I go back to not so much John Hughes of Benton. Obviously, it was a tremendous accomplishment, and the guy only lost two matches and tied one in his career. But I think during that run that Benton had, a tiny school that was so powerful during that run.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Such a solid team, and now they still have some good individuals. But you know, you see small schools have put together three, four, five strong years, and they certainly did that.
So there have been 13 four-time champions in the history of this tournament. So Rune Lawrence hoping to become number 14, and that he said that's a goal he set for himself a long time ago. And talk about setting your goals high. That's a lofty goal to begin with, and it would be quite an accomplishment if he can finish that off.
Yeah, no kidding. And I mean, you look down that list, and I mean, every one of those is really, you're right, legendary. I mean, you're really in that sort of just that thin air of really wrestling royalty, certainly within the state of Pennsylvania. So what a tremendous goal, and again, excited for the opportunity to bring it to you and to see it live here.
Well, again, waiting for them to get things started here. Again, having cleared the arena and now letting fans back in. I'd say the place is probably about half full maybe for what we're going to see tonight. So they still want to give folks an opportunity to get in and get settled before we start wrestling tonight. So we have a moment here. We'll step aside for a break and come back and get ready for tonight's semifinals back in just a bit here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, still if or when we will get started here. Haven't cleared the mats yet, so giving the guys a little and the girls a little more opportunity to loosen up and give the fans some opportunity to kind of get in and get settled as well.
Yeah, you talk about four-timers, and then you start to look at the three-timers list. Lawrence last year became the 57th and hoping to take that list down to 56. But you look at some of those three-timers, Mark, and you got to think, how many of those guys, you know, were so close to four, right? I mean, Spencer Lee, for example, comes to mind as somebody who lost in the finals and going for the fourth, you know, his fourth title. You know, guys like Nico Megalutis, who only had one loss in his career. And there's plenty of others, you know, but just such great names even in the three-timers list here as well. Any of them jump off the page from memories of past?
I'll just taking a look. Obviously, you mentioned Spencer Lee. He would certainly be one of them. Alejandro Herrera Rondon of Seneca Valley. You know, guys that just dominated here. Cameron Coy of Penn Trafford, Mickey Phillippe, Cody Weirchalk.
Yep.
You mentioned Nico Megalutis. So I'm just going to kind of scan down the list, maybe go back a few years and
I mean,
if anybody jars my memory. Ray Brinzer, we talked about him a little bit.
A name that kind of pops out, and only because he had to go up a weight class his freshman year, Coleman Scott of Waynesburg.
Yep.
He just couldn't beat out Drew Headley. And if he was able to wrestle in the, you know, what I think was 103 back then, he may be a four-timer right now.
You know, and maybe a guy that gets forgotten a little bit. You look at Kirk Brenner of Freedom.
That was what I was going to say, yeah.
You mentioned Coleman Scott. Troy Dolan from Derry, another three-time champion. Marshall Peppelman from Central Dauphin. Jason Nolf of Katanning.
Yeah, another guy lost one match in the semifinals to District 3 trainee Ryan Deal. And that was a big deal at the time because he had just transferred up from West Virginia and then beat him in the semifinals, so he finished third that year. If it wasn't for that one blemish, he'd be a four-timer.
And again, if you just tuned in, we are late getting started with our semifinals tonight. They cleared the arena after the AAA round that concluded, not quite an hour ago, about 6:15 that happened, and they cleared the arena, got it cleaned up, and I assume sold tickets separately for this semifinal round. And we've seen this happen before where, you know, they just in preparing the arena for fans again, it takes a little longer than maybe expected, and you see a lot of people lined up outside, so they want to give them every opportunity to get in here and see things from the start.
Yeah, and you can see that it's already starting to fill up pretty well. Even from just, you know, over the last 10 or 15 minutes sort of that we've been kind of waiting or near that anticipated start time. So,
you know, I was mentioning earlier about the high school basketball. We've got other things coming your way. Of course, getting closer and closer now that we're nearing the middle of March, getting close to the start of baseball season. So, obviously, we've had some spring training Pirates baseball on the air for you, you know, and that goes hand in hand with the spring weather that I know everyone is looking forward to. Even as mild as the winter has been, you know, always looking forward to things getting warmer. And of course, a lot of college basketball coming your way. Next week we will have conference championship week, so we're going to have a lot of NCAA conference championship games next week, and you know those will vary depending on what high school basketball games we may have for you, so we'll work in college games as the schedule permits, and that leads up to the Sunday selection show on St. Patrick's Day. That's 6 p.m. on Sunday the 17th, where the 68 team field for March Madness will be announced, and as we have had for a number of years now here on 1450 AM, wall-to-wall coverage of the NCAA men's basketball tournament and a lot of women's tournament action too. So all goes hand in hand with mid-March and going into April and getting getting into the spring season. And, of course, we'll let things get started in the high school baseball and softball seasons as well, which is kind of hard to make plans to cover early in the year because the weather often doesn't cooperate. But as that part of the year heats up and we get maybe more toward the middle or the latter part of April when we get into the latter part of the regular season and start looking at games that are going to impact section championships and playoff spots. We always put together a stretch, what we call a stretch run package of high school baseball and softball action. We're getting way ahead of ourselves right now, but we also have time to talk too. So just
and
something
that
the best thing we can always tell you is go to our sports page at WJPA.com, and everything we plan to bring you is at least within the next few days is listed down the right hand side, and then you can click down and get the full on-air sports calendar to where you can see just about everything that we've got coming next month or so. So that's a good bookmark for you, the sports page at WJPA.com for everything that we have coming your way. So the bats have been cleared or are about to be cleared, and we'll get our national anthem. And we are going to have semifinal action, double A, triple A, and girls from the Giant Center in Hershey. And we'll be back to start wrestling in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
And the crowd ready for semifinal action here. And again, double A will be on mats 1 and 2. Girls on mats 3 and 4. Triple A on mats 5 and 6. Semifinals of the state wrestling tournament about to get underway. And excited to bring it to you here on the WJPA Sports Network.
On the AA side, Cam Baker of Burrell will be getting underway against Joey Bachman of Faith Christian. We also have Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge taking on Thomas Boyce of Conwell Egan.
On mat 3, starting out, we have Valerie Solorio of Cannon McMillan and Peyton Hinkle of Bensalem. And on mat 4, Grace Nesbitt of Neshaminy and Kristen Walzer of Montour.
Mat number 5. Of course, 107 pounds, Max Tansini of Perkiomen Valley, Aiden Herndon of Cedar Cliff, and Matt 6 for AAA semifinals, Dominic Morrison of Hatboro Horsham and Emilio Albanese of Emmaus.
Quick takedown for Deputy at Chestnut Ridge. He leads boys 2-0. Bachman close to getting a takedown on Baker. Now gets to the side. Baker tries to roll through, but Bachman's going to get behind and get the opening takedown.
A quick takedown for Solorio of Cannon McMillan. She is off to a strong start with an early takedown about a minute into the first period there. Walzer of Montour additionally leading 2-0, a takedown of Nesbitt. So both Whippeal wrestlers off to a good start on the girls' side.
Triple A scoreless, Tansini of Perkiomen Valley, Herndon of Cedar Cliff. And on mat 6, Morrison of Hatboro Horsham with a couple of takedowns leads Albanese of Emmaus 4-1.
And Valerie Solorio of Cannon McMillan with 3 near fall points. She was very close to a fall there. Had the wing and had Hinkle on her back, and now turning Hinkle over in a half Nelson. Solorio looks like she is close to it. Looking for the fall is Valerie Solorio of Cannon McMillan, and she's got it. Into the championship round goes Valerie Solorio of Cannon McMillan. A fall at, 106. So a great start for the WPIL and Cannon McMillan. Valerie Solorio into the championship round at 100 pounds.
I tell you, give me 5 girls that have been outstanding to watch. She is in that top 5, I think, throughout this tournament. She has just been truly outstanding.
Yeah, that was impressive. That was as impressive as I've seen in a long time, and so that was outstanding. Also on the girls' side, Nesbitt of Neshaminy has tied up Walzer of Montour, so that match 2-2 into the second period.
Bachman of Faith Christian leading 6-2, trying to spin behind Baker and get another takedown, and he will. He's now up 8-2 at the end of one. Bachman, one of the best in the nation at 107 pounds.
No change score-wise in AAA. Tansini of Perkiomen Valley and Herndon of Cedar Cliff still scoreless. Tansini of Perkiomen Valley is on the bottom in the second period. Morrison of Hatboro Horsham still 4-1 lead over Albanese of Emmaus, and Morrison is riding in the second.
Deputy at Chestnut Ridge has a 4-1 lead. He's on the bottom in the second period. Meanwhile, Baker gives an escape to Bachman, so his lead now 9-2.
And Nesbitt of Neshaminy leading Walzer 4-2. Walzer in on a shot. Nesbitt right now sprawled back trying to keep it at a 2-point lead at 106-pound. Alisana Ierley of York Suburban and Julia Horger of Cornwall Egan. Horger now a 2-0 lead. That's at 106 pounds.
Ten-two lead now for Bachman. Faith Christian on Baker Burrell.
Quick score change. Nesbitt of Neshaminy leads 3-2. I believe I said 4-2 earlier over Walzer. She leads 3-2. And we've got a stalemate in that match 28 seconds ago. Second period, Walzer of Montour trailing 3-2 to Grace Nesbitt. And the official over to the scores table to, looks like, affirm the score that it is, in fact, 3-2. And so they will be back on their feet as they start this last 28 seconds of the second period.
Baker with a takedown on Bachman. Nice duck under move to get behind. He's now trailing 10-4. Still a minute to go in the second period. Reversal for Deputy at Chestnut Ridge. He's up 6-1.
Horger of Cornwall Egan, a fall over Ierley of York Suburban. That was 106 pounds. Still 10 seconds remaining, second period. Walzer of Montour still trailing 3-2. On her feet with Grace Nesbitt of Neshaminy. And the second period, will come to an end there. Nesbitt still leading 3-2.
And no change in the AAA scores. Just to update you there, Tansini of Perkiomen Valley and Herndon of Cedar Cliff. Scoreless after two periods. Herndon on the bottom to start the third. And early in the third, now Morrison of Hatboro Horsham is neutral with Albanese of Emmaus. Still 4-1 for Morrison.
Walzer starting on the bottom, trailing by one.
Nesbitt so far trying to run a half Nelson sort of a, but has come out too far out front. Walzer with a chance to stand up and maybe get some points here to tie this up. Nesbitt still heavy on the head, though. Hasn't gotten clearance. Has Walzer. She does now, and so Kristen Walzer of Montour has tied the match at three, though. Quick counter shot, though, from Nesbitt. Walzer trying to step that right leg over and clear herself from her sprawl to try to get some points. Laces that back leg, but Nesbitt driving into it. Walzer now on her back as Nesbitt trying to drive into it. Still no points awarded. Scores tied at three, just over a minute remaining third period.
End of two. Baker of Burl trails 13-4. He's going to go on the bottom to begin the third period. Deputy of Chestnut Ridge, a minute to go in the third, trying to return to the state finals, leading 6-1 over Boyce of Conwell Egan.
Nesbitt with finally the takedown, and now she has Walzer stuck on her back. So Nesbitt with a two-point takedown turns Walzer over. Certainly has a three near fall points and looking for the fall. We are under 30 seconds remaining there. Still does not have it, but has the takedown, has the near fall point. So looking likely that Grace Nesbitt of Neshaminy is going to prevail at 100 pounds over Kristen Walzer of Montour. That match is now under 10 seconds. Again, Nesbitt has Walzer on her back. And whether it be the fall or the decision, it will be Nesbitt's match at 100-pound semifinal. On mat three at 112 pounds, Journey Rodriguez of J.P. McCaskey leading 4-1 over Daly Watson of Conneaut.
Deputy of Chestnut Ridge into the finals, 6-1 over Boyce of Conwell Egan. 6-1 Deputy. Bachman of Faith Christian leading Baker of Burl 17-5. 50 seconds to go, third period.
Triple A semifinal in overtime. Tansini of Perkiomen Valley, Herndon of Cedar Cliff still scoreless.
Looks like we're going to get a technical fall for Bachman of Faith Christian, 20-5, and that is at 5 minutes and 33 seconds.
And Morrison of Hatboro Horsham, a 4-1 winner at 107 pounds. 4-1 Morrison of Hatboro Horsham over Albanese, who came out of the preliminary round, by the way, a Northeast third place finisher. Albanese gets to the semis but loses 4-1. He is from Emmaus.
106 pounds underway. Isabel Wilkes of Hamburg, Madeline Enterline of Greenville. There's no score there. That's a semifinal match at 106 pounds. Rodriguez of J.P. McCaskey still leading Watson of Conneaut 4-1. That is about halfway through the second period there.
114 in AA, Aiden Smith of Notre Dame GP. Brock Rothermel of Line Mountain. They're scoreless 30 seconds in. Also Dalton Wenner of Cranberry. Will Dieter of District 3 Trinity. They are 20 seconds in, scoreless.
Underway, 114 pounds on mat 6, Santino Sloboda of Butler. He is wrestling Curtis Nelson of Ridley, another wrestler who came out of the preliminary round.
He had the big fall over Caden Williams of Mannheim Township in the round of 16.
Also had a timeout in that overtime between Tansini of Perkiomen Valley. They went wrestled the sudden victory period with no points scored, so still scoreless going to the first 30-second tiebreaker with Tansini on the bottom.
First period nearing a close on mat four. Isabel Wilkes at 106 pounds of Hamburg. Madeline Enterline of Greenville, no score there. First period coming to a close. Watson of Conneaut has added a point. She trails Journey Rodriguez of J.P. McCaskey 4-2. That match is nearing the end of the second period as well.
Herndon of Cedar Cliff in that tiebreaker in the 107-pound semifinal rides the first 30 seconds. So now Tansini's choice. Tansini's going to be on top. And Herndon with a flinch there, so he'll be cautioned.
Dieter of District 3 Trinity leads winner of Cranberry 2-0. Still scoreless between Smith and Rothermel at the end of one.
Sloboda of Butler still scoreless. We'll get back to him in a second, but watching this second tiebreaker on mat 5. Tansini up a little high, but he's actually Tansini got up high, and I think he was up too high, may have gotten pinned while he was on top. He did. It was Herndon with a defensive fall, and the total time of that pin is 7 minutes and 40 seconds.
Third period, Journey Rodriguez, J.P. McCaskey has extended her lead now 6-3. Looks like we're dealing with some blood time that has ended. Rodriguez, again, leading 6-3 that match early in the third period. Over on mat 4, it is Enterline who has Wilkes in a cradle. That match is scoreless in the second period. Enterline started the period on top and looking for some near fall points.
So both 114-pound semifinal bouts out there now in AAA. Sloboda of Butler, Nelson of Ridley were scoreless after one. Sloboda on top in the second. And he's hanging onto a leg and goes out of bounds, so still scoreless there. The other 114-pound AAA semi, Sidden of Norwin, has taken down Ballard of Northampton 25 seconds in. And they're out of bounds.
Double A Aiden Smith and Notre Dame GP, a 2-1 lead on Brock Rothermel of Line Mountain. A minute to go in the second period. They are wrestling with Rothermel on the bottom. Will Dieter of District 3 Trinity wrestling neutral with Dalton Winner of Cranberry. 3-1 Dieter out in front. A minute to go in the second period there.
Rodriguez has extended her lead now to 10-3. That match under a minute to go. That's at 112-pound semifinal match. Enterline 6 points. In that second period, she now leads 6-0 over Isabel Wilkes of Hamburg. That is a 106-pound semifinal match.
Sloboda of Butler still riding, still scoreless with Nelson of Ridley. 51 seconds to go in the second period. Sidden of Norwin, a 4-1 lead, now an escape for Ballard to make that 4-2, 49 seconds to go in the second.
Keep in mind, Sloboda Rhodes Sidden at the WPIL Championships, so he's tough on top. 3-1 lead now for Will Dieter of District 3 Trinity is the second period about to come to a close. And Smith of Notre Dame GP up 2-1 after two.
Stalling call on Sloboda on top comes with 12 seconds remaining in the second period. That bout still scoreless.
Final at 112-pound girls, Journey Rodriguez of J.P. McCaskey, a 10-4 decision over Daly Watson of Conneaut. Rodriguez into the championship at 112 pounds. Third period nearing its end at the 106-pound semifinal match. Madeline Enterline, a 6-2 lead over Isabel Wilkes of Hamburg. That match in its final 10 seconds. Enterline looking like the winner there at 106 pounds.
Got injury time for Curtis Nelson of Ridley. Between the second and third periods, actually there are still 4 seconds to go in the second for Sloboda, who is on top and scoreless. Starting the second, Sidden of Norwin neutral and leading Ballard of Northampton 4-3.
A
underway at 118-pound semifinal. Anaya Kolzar of Northeast Bradford and Savannah Witt of Palisades. That match just underway. As I mentioned earlier, Enterline of Greenville, the winner 8-2 over Wilkes of Hamburg. That was the 106-pound match.
7-1 lead now for Aiden Smith of Notre Dame GP. 53 seconds to go in the third, riding with that lead. Dieter of District 3, Trinity, riding and leading 3-1. 45 seconds to go in the third there.
Sloboda of Butler going around the head, and he kind of kicked a leg over from the bottom position and then went around the head. So Sloboda reverses Nelson in the third with a minute 29 to go. Sloboda up 2-0. Sitting still leading 4-3, and going to get a takedown right on the edge of the mat for Ballard before they go out. So Ballard leads Sidden with 47 seconds to go in the second, 5-4.
Underway, 112-pound semifinal. Lane Fordyce of Bishop McCourt, Andy Bibeau of ES North. 2-0 Fordyce leads that one, is about 45 seconds into the first period. Actually, it looks like on mat three, Witt, I believe, is your winner. Savannah Witt of Palisades, a fall over Anaya Kolzar of Northeast Bradford.
Both AA matches at 114 pounds, just about to go final. It is Aiden Smith of Notre Dame GP. He'll go back to the finals, a 7-2 winner, Smith 7-2. And just 5 seconds to go on a restart. Will Dieter of District 3 Trinity gives the escape. He will win 3-2. Dieter 3-2.
Check the AAA action, 5-5. Now Sidden escaping late in the second period. 15 seconds to go. Sidden in on a leg to try to break that 5-all tie. Ballard reaching up over top, grabbing a leg as well. 25 seconds to go in the third. Sloboda of Butler and Nelson of Ridley going to restart with Sloboda on top and leading 2-0.
New match, 118 pounds on the girls' side. Sage Olver of Honesdale and Anna Malovich of Butler underway now. That's again 118 pounds semifinal match.
Here's Nelson stepping over Sloboda and going to reverse him and get back points with 5 seconds now remaining. It's 4-3. Let's see how they score this with the back points. Three of them for Nelson. He's going to win, I think, 6-4. They never put points up on the board. Now they finally do.
I believe it says 6-4.
Yeah, it's hard to see from here. It is 6-4 for Nelson. He defeats Sloboda at the buzzer.
Aaron Seidel of Northern Lebanon underway against Lincoln Slidanowski of Bishop McCourt. Also Louis Gill of Reynolds, a takedown on Grayson Music of Bishop McDevitt to lead 2-0.
Malovich of Butler on the girls' side at 118 pounds, leading 2-1. 47 seconds remaining, first period in that one. She's leading Sage Olver of Honesdale. Fordyce of Bishop McCourt, a 2-0 lead over by Bo of ES North. That's at 112 pounds on the girls' end.
Sidden of Norwin, 7-5 lead. He is on top with a minute to go in the third period. And now Sidden needs what looks like blood time.
Takedown for Seidel. He leads 2-0. Grayson Music needing injury time after being tossed hard to the mat by Louis Gill.
Luke Willischel of Latrobe at 121 pounds underway against Keanu Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic.
First period comes to an end. Anna Malovich of Butler, a 2-1 lead over Sage Olver of Honesdale. Olver will choose the down position to begin the second period. Again, Malovich of Butler leading 2-1 after one.
Dillard was last year's 107-pound state champion. Now wrestling against Willischel here at 121.
So a penalty point awarded to Music, but he is able to go here against Gill. 45 seconds left, opening period. Gill leading 2-1.
Under a minute to go for Landon Sidden of Norwin after a blood timeout. Sidden bars an arm and he rocks Ballard up to his back. Sidden going to get a couple of near fall points out of this. Down to 40 seconds to go. And they are out. So Sidden gets two, leads 9-5 with 36 seconds left.
Second period to an end at 112 pounds on the girls' side. Lane Fordyce of Bishop McCord, a 6-0 lead over Andy Bibeau of ES North. Malovich of Butler continues to ride 35 seconds into the second period. She still leads 2-1 over Olver of Honesdale.
2-1 at the end of one for Louis Gill of Reynolds. A 3-0 lead for Seidel of Northern Lebanon.
12 seconds to go. Ballard has come back to get to 9-8. A stalling call against Sidden on the bottom with 6 seconds to go. It's the first stall against Sidden, so time going to run out there. Sidden will defeat Ballard in the semis at 114-9-8.
Malovich of Butler continuing to ride. Now 45 seconds to go, second period. She leads 2-1. Now looking to turn over Olver. She's got what appears to be 3 near fall points. And now looking for the actual fall is Malovich.
A tilt from Grayson Music. He's going to get a couple of back points on Louis Gill and lead 3-2.
Malovich has Olver over. Looking for the fall, just 15 seconds remaining, second period. And Anna Malovich of Butler, a fall at 3:46 into the championship match at 118 pounds for Anna Malovich.
Luke Willischel with a technical violation and just looked over as that penalty point was being awarded. So second period, Willischel is on the bottom. Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic with that penalty point leads 1-0. The other semi at 121, just underway, 18 seconds in, no score. Tyler Kapusta of Franklin Regional, Tyson Cook of West Scranton.
Aaron Seidel leading 8-0 at the end of two over Lincoln Slidanowski of Bishop McCord, and Seidel will go on the bottom for the third. Gill of Reynolds trying to get out from underneath of Music, still trails 3-2. He'll cut free and peel the hands and out for one to tie the match at three.
Fordyce of Bishop McCourt at 112 pounds, leading by Bo of ES North 12-0. That match is in the third period. And underway on mat three is Eliana White-Verga of Cumberland Valley and Isabel Duval of Phillipsburg, Osceola.
Luke Willischel shaken up with 54 seconds to go in the second period. So they're looking at him. Kapusta in on a leg against Cook. 50 seconds to go in the first period there. No score. Kapusta with Cook draped over his side. Cook grabbing an ankle. Kapusta doing the same. Looking at the right leg of Willischel. Maybe he has a cramp the way they're stretching him out there.
They were looking at his back at first,
I thought. Yeah, he was. He was holding his back.
Yeah, but Mark, the way they're stretching him out certainly appears to be a cramp issue.
Had a takedown for Louis Gill before the end of the second period. He's up 5-3 after two, and Music will go on the bottom for the third period. Had an escape for Seidel of Northern Lebanon, and he's close to getting a takedown. He's up 9-0 right now.
Kapusta was able to get a takedown on Cook. First period's going to end there. Kapusta with a 2-0 lead. Both those semis at 121. Willischel. They put two up on the board for him. But they're neutral now in the second period with 28 seconds to go.
$118
124 pounds, quick check-in, Eliana White-Virga of Cumberland Valley, a 2-0 lead over Isabella Duval of Phillipsburg, Osceola, Abigail Taylor of Parkland, this is at 124 pounds, and Yulisa Ortiz of Mariana Brochetti, no score in the first period at 124 pounds.
Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional on the bottom early in the second period. Going to pick up a penalty for locked hands here. Cook with the penalty, and Capusta will get a penalty point to make it 3-0. Hasn't been awarded yet, but under a minute and a half to go in the second period. Willishaw and Dillard out of bounds early in the third. Willishaw on top and leading 2-1.
13-0 win for Aaron Seidel of Northern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Grayson Music with a Peterson roll. He's able to tie the match at 5. And let's see if he gets back points here. I don't think he does, but he and Louis Gill tied at 5.
Whipple wrestler hitting the mat at mat 3 on the girls' side at 130 pounds. Haley Smarsh of Moon will take on Shannon Govern of Hamburg. So we'll see how Smarsh fares here in this semifinal match at 130 pounds.
Capusta reverses Cook in the second period. Now 5-0 for Capusta. 50 seconds left in that second, and now an escape for Dillard on Willishaw. They're 2-2 in neutral.
Two separate one counts for Grayson Music on Louis Gill, and the crowd is not happy about that. But two separate swipes. Jax Forrest of Bishop McCourt taking on Nico Fanella of Indiana. And here's a tilt, and there's a couple of back points coming for Grayson Music, who will upset Louis Gill 7-5.
Great finish there. Smarsh of Moon, no score a minute into her match with Govern of Hamburg, as they go out of bounds, still on their feet, first period.
Third period, 45 seconds to go. Willishaw is neutral with Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic. Dillard in on a leg. Willishaw sitting on the back of Dillard. And now Dillard stands up. That's potentially dangerous. Stops action with 34 seconds left. Still tied at 2 there. Capusta still leading 5-0, nearing the end of his second period. There were a couple of back points at the end of that second for Capusta, so he's up 7-0 after 2.
Jax Forrest up 4-2 on Nico Fanella, wrestling neutral with 40 seconds to go in the first. Chris Vargo of Bentworth underway against Logan Stewart of Reynolds.
Willishaw trying to fight off a late shot here, 7 seconds to go. Dillard wrapped around the waist and had a leg, but Willishaw recovers, able to sprawl back. They're going to go to overtime, tied at 2.
Smarsh of Moon, a 2-0 lead here as we end the end of the first period. At 130 pounds, Smarsh of Moon leads.
Going to get injury time before they go to the overtime, maybe blood time for Dillard.
Takedown for Chris Vargo. 30 seconds in, he's up 2-0. End of 1. Jax Forrest leading Nico Fanella 6-2.
Tyler Capusta's lead is now 7-2, a little over a minute to go in the third. He is on the bottom, leg in for Cook of West Scranton. And very quickly, the overtime underway between Willishaw and Dillard.
Smarsh begins the second period from the top position as she leads 2-0 in her semifinal match against Shannon Govern of Hamburg. That's at 130 pounds. Smarsh trying to work a half Nelson from the opposite side.
And we had a takedown in overtime for Dillard. He's going to defeat Luke Willishaw. 20 seconds of overtime. 4-2 in the semis, AAA semis at 121.
Chris Vargo of Bentworth had an escape to Stewart, so he leads 2-1. Lurking to try to work through the legs, and he's going to get a fall. Chris Fargo stacked Stewart up as he was trying to defend it, and there is the fall at 1 minute and 35 seconds for Chris Fargo of Bentworth.
Andrew Binney of Canada McMillan underway on mat number six against Trey Wagner of Northampton at 127 pounds.
Smarch of Moon continuing to ride. About 50 seconds remaining, second period. She leads 2-0 still over Govern of Hamburg. Second period almost over. Taylor of Parkland, a 4-2 lead over Ortiz of Mariana Borsetti.
Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional, a winner in the semis at 121. He defeats Tyson Cook of West Scranton 7-2. So Capusta going to the finals opposite Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic at 121.
Jax Forrest increases his lead to 17-5 over Nico Fanella. 30 seconds to go, second period. Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley underway against Camden Baum of Bishop McDevitt.
Binney of Canada McMillan and Wagner of Northampton scoreless. Just about 45 seconds in. The other semi at 127, Dean Hauser of Daniel Boone, Aaron Cement of Council Rock North about to get underway.
Smarsh of Moon continues to ride, has ridden for the entire second period. Just 10 seconds remain there. She still leads 2-0 out in front. Trying to keep Govern on the mat for a few more seconds. She's able to do that. Haley Smarsh leading 2-0 after two periods and will likely start the third period from down.
Binney still scoreless with Wagner. 38 seconds to go in the first. Wagner from Northampton, he's a sophomore. 32 wins, 3 losses. Binney, a senior for the Big Macs, 34-6. Cement of Council Rock North takes down Hauser of Daniel Boone. And out of bounds with a minute 16 to go in the first.
Kind of get a technical fall for Jax Forrest over Nico Fanella, 21-6 at 4 minutes and 22 seconds.
Governor of Hamburg taking injury time after that second period. Smarsh does a great job riding for 2 minutes there, and so they'll start the third period from the neutral position. Smarsh leading 2-0.
Binney of Canada McMillan scoreless after one. We will pick up his second period and more semifinal state wrestling action when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
McMillan, excuse me, Binney of Canada McMillan starts the second period on the bottom, scoreless with Wagner of Northampton. The other AAA 127-pound semifinal, Cement of Council Rock North, 2-1 lead on Hauser of Daniel Boone. They're on their feet with 16 seconds to go in the first. Binney leans back into Wagner, but they roll out of bounds. Still no score there, minute 32 to go in the second.
At blood time going right now for Jack Cazales. Actually, it might be for Camden Baum, his opponent, but they're scoreless, 19 seconds to go in the opening period. Mason Gibson of Bishop McCourt, Brant Haar of Montgomery underway.
And Haley Smarsh of Moon is really taking off in this third period after leading just 2-0 after two periods. She leads 8-4 with just 25 seconds remaining in the third period. Govern will let Smarsh up, make it 9-4. Looking good there for her. Third period. At 124 pounds, Taylor of Parkland trailing Ortiz of Mariana Borsetti 6-5.
Binney, after going out of bounds, up on his feet, taken back down to the mat by Wagner. Still scoreless there as they near the midway point of the second period. Binney with a roll, and they're out of bounds again.
Hara Montgomery with a takedown on Gibson. 20 seconds ago, first period, he leads 2-0.
Cement of Council Rock North escapes in the second. He leads Hauser of Daniel Boone 3-1.
And Smarsh of Moon, a 9-4 victory at 130 pounds. So Haley Smarsh into the finals at 130 pounds for girls.
Andrew Binney has been really working hard, but not able to get out against Wagner of Northampton. I mean, Binney's been up on his feet multiple times. He's rolled multiple times. They keep going out of bounds. Binney, that bout is still scoreless, just under a minute to go in the second period.
Underway on mat three, Ava Golding of Kiski area against Haley Jaffe of Kennett. Jaffe with a quick takedown of Golding, already leading 2-0.
2-0 at the end of one for Har of Montgomery. He'll go on the bottom for the second. Escape for the second period. Start for Baum of Bishop McDevitt. He leads Cazales 1-0.
Binney still on the bottom. 25 seconds to go. Wagner of Northampton lacing a leg. Time winding down in the second period. The other semi at 127, still 3-1 for Cement of Council Rock North. 32 seconds to go in their second.
Jaffe of Kennett has Golding on her back. Still a minute to go, first period. Golding of Kiski area trailing 2-0, three near fall points. At least coming for Jaffe.
Wagner rides Binney the entire second. Wagner going to start the third on the bottom, still scoreless. I guess one more time I got to say hi to my bodyguards, Butch and Bugsy back in Cannonsburg. They've been following. I mean, I'll go back for all these years, and Butch and Bugsy and Dave Sunick was part of that group for a long time. Those guys following Big Mac Wrestling long before I came around. Good guys, and Wagner is free to take a 1-0 lead on Binney, and they're out of bounds, a minute 35 to go. And a takedown for Hauser of Daniel Boone late in the second. He and Cement of Council Rock North will go to the third, tied at three. Wagner in on the left leg of Binney. Binney trying to get out of bounds. And he does, but he's going to get called for stalling. That's the first call on Binney.
Hara Montgomery now up 5-0 on Gibson. 47 seconds to go in the second. Final seconds coming off in the second period for Jack Cazales. He trails Camden Baum 1-0, but he'll have choice for the third.
1 minute to go for Andrew Binney, down 1-0. Cement of Council Rock North is on top in the third period. We'll get back to that one.
Underway 130 pounds quickly, Emily Murphy of Montgomery, Aubrey Krazer of Easton, no score. On the girls' side, 142 pounds, Jessica Ayala of Garnet Valley, Violet LeSure of Chestnut Ridge, no score. Both those matches in the first period.
Binney shot at the right leg of Wagner, but out of bounds. 31 seconds to go. Wagner still leading 1-0. Hauser of Daniel Boone escapes. He leads 4-3 with a little over a minute to go. Binney needs a point to tie. Fakes a shot. Coming after Wagner, pushing into him. 15 seconds left. Edge of the mat. Long range shot. Binney can't get to the legs. 10 seconds. There's a stalling call on Wagner, but it's the first one against him, and time's going to run out. Trey Wagner of Northampton's going to defeat Cannon McMillan's Andrew Binney 1-0 in the semis at 127.
Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley chose neutral for the third period. He still trails 1-0. Gibson of Bishop McCord also chose neutral. He trails 5-0.
Under 30 seconds to go for Hauser of Daniel Boone, Cement of Council Rock North. On their feet, Hauser spins behind for a takedown, goes up 6-3.
Time.
Go ahead. Time running out there. Hauser with a 6-3 lead. Submit trying to get up to his feet. Stalemate called with 5 seconds to go.
Jack Cazales goes after Baum. Baum gets hit for stalling. That's his first. Camden Baum is a 1-0 winner over Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley.
Mason Kernan of Bethel Park underway on mat 6. Was taken down by Tahir Parkins of Nazareth and then escaped. Let's get the final 5 seconds from mat 5. Parkins missed on a shot there at Kernan. Hauser and Cement back to referee's position. Cement with a late roll, but Dean Hauser of Daniel Boone, a 6-3 winner in the semis at 127.
On the girls' side, 130 pounds, Aubrey Krazer of Easton, leading 8-2 over Emily Murphy of Montgomery. 142 pounds, a new semifinal on the mats. Sayora Harris-Hay of Greater Johnstown and Sienna Landrum of Downington West, no score. Both that match in the first period.
Cameron Minji of Littlestown, Matthew Smith of Midwest, underway at 139. 14 seconds remaining for Brant Haar of Montgomery, leading Mason Gibson of Bishop McCourt 5-0.
Kernan of Bethel Park still trailing 2-1. To Parkins of Nazareth on their feet. 40 seconds remaining in the first period. The other semi at 133. Ramil Islamov of Baldwin underway against Tyler Adams of York Suburban. And Islamov dives down on the legs of Adams just before they go out of bounds. Islamov gets the opening takedown 22 seconds in.
Haar of Montgomery, a 5-0 winner over Gibson of Bishop McCourt.
Harris Hayes of Greater Johnstown trailing Landrum of Downington West 7-0, 142-pound semifinal on the girls' side. Abby Krazer of Easton leading 14-3 over Emily Murphy of Montgomery. That match nearing its finish in the third period.
End of one. Kernan of Bethel Park, Parkins of Nazareth. Parkins going to be on the bottom to start the second period with a 2-1 lead.
Bo Bassett. Bishop McCourt just seconds in. A quick takedown on Chase Bell of Reynolds.
Parkins out to take a 3-1 lead on Kernan early in the second. And in on the legs as well. Kernan sprawls back, then goes to a whizzer. Islamov of Baldwin still on top, still leading 2-0 out of bounds. 47 seconds to go in the first.
32 seconds in, Bo Bassett up 7-1 on Chase Bell. 2-0 lead at the end of one for Minji of Littlestown on Smith of Midwest.
Kernan fought hard, but he could not stop Parkins from getting the takedown right before the two went out of bounds with a minute 20 to go in the second period. Parkins of Nazareth now with a 5-1 lead.
Krazer of Easton, a 16-5 win over Murphy of Montgomery, 130 pounds. About to get underway on mat, 348 pound on the girls' side. Zoe Haynes of Gettysburg, Jamison Strickland of Sun Valley. On mat 4 will be Kaylee Widener of Schuylkill Valley and Jordan Faust of Bishop McCourt.
First period will end for Ramil Islamov of Baldwin. He has a 2-0 lead on Tyler Adams of York Suburban. Kernan of Bethel Park on the bottom. A little over a minute to go in the second period. Now up on his feet is Kernan, trailing 5-1. Free for an escape to make it 5-2.
Now for Bassett. And he gets in on a fireman's carriage and takes Bell right to his back. Three near fall points. 18-5 lead now for Bo Bassett.
Islam off of Baldwin on the bottom in the second period. And out of bounds, still leading 2-0 over Adams of York Suburban.
A quick fall on mat three for Zoe Haynes of Gettysburg over Strickland of Sun Valley at 148 pounds.
Parkins of Nazareth in on a leg against Kernan of Bethel Park. Parkins going to take him down and go up 7-2. A second period will end there.
Coming onto the mat on mat three, though, at 155 pounds, Lena Rumpler of North Allegheny against Reagan Snyder of Northern Bedford.
And we will pick up more state wrestling semifinal action when we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Ramil Islam put to his back, and three near fall points for Tyler Adams of York Suburban. And the second period is going to end there. Adams will have a 6-2 lead.
Bo Bassett of Bishop McCourt got the technical fall 20-5 in 2 minutes. Cameron Minji of Littlestown, a 3-1 lead over Matthew Smith of Midwest. 1:20 to go in the third. Yeah, he's going to tech his way through the tournament.
Yeah, that is a fast tech. Bat three, 155 pounds, Lena Rumpler of North Allegheny. No score against Reagan Snyder of Northern Bedford. That match about 20 seconds remaining. Both wrestlers on their feet. Currently not tied up, still hand fighting from there. 148 pounds on mat four, Katie Brensinger of Northwestern Lehigh. No score against Charlotte Guilfoyle of Central Dauphin.
Mason Kernan of Bethel Park, final 30 seconds, taking some shots, down 9-4. But now it's Parkins of Nazareth who gets a leg and around the waist of Kernan will take him down. 11-4 Parkins with just 15 seconds to go. Third period. We apologize. Just a switch problem here. We can't seem to get to work consistently, so apologies for that. Final score, 11-4. Parkins of Nazareth defeats Kernan of Bethel Park.
Mason Barvitsky of Southern Columbia. Cole Householder of Brookville underway at 145. And we're going to get a 5-1 win for Cameron Minji of Littlestown over Matthew Smith of Midwest at 139.
Snyder of Northern Bedford an escape, so a 1-0 lead she has over Rumpler of North Allegheny. They go out of bounds on their feet. Rumpler trailing 1-0.
37 seconds to go, third period. Tyler Adams of York Suburban leading 7-2 over Ramil Islamov of Baldwin. Neutral situation, and Adams in on the leg, trying to shoot through the legs of Islamov. They're down to just 20 seconds remaining.
No score end of the first period. Bensinger of Northern Lehigh, Guilfoyle of Central Dauphin.
Adams will get that takedown and time will run out. Adams gave up the opening takedown to Islamov, but Adams scores the last 9 points and wins 9-2.
Rumpler of North Allegheny, still on her feet, trailing 1-0, 45 seconds to go, second period. Currently locked up on her feet, tries an outside single to no avail. And back to the center, she'll go with Snyder.
Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson, opening takedown against Patrick Kelly of Central Bucks West. They're coming back to referee's position. Shaw with a 2-0 lead. The other semi at 139, about to get underway. Dalton Perry of Central Mountain and Jack Campbell of Nazareth.
Ryan Lawler of Bishop McDevitt. Regan Milheim, a Warrior Run, a minute in, no score. 2-0 lead for Barvitsky of Southern Columbia, and he's going to turn Householder to his back. Still a lot of time in the second period. Going to get blood time here after near falls for Barvitsky.
Second period comes to a close. Rumpler of North Allegheny still trailing 1-0. Now it looks like she is being tended to for blood time. That is Rumpler. She trails Snyder 1-0. Still no score. Benzinger and Guilfoyle.
Quick AAA update. Maddox Shaw with a second takedown. He's up 4-1. Out of bounds. 16 seconds to go in the first. Shaw trying to climb the ladder. He was third in the state 2 years ago, second last year, trying to get back to the finals. He's got a 4-1 lead late in the first period. Perry of Central Mountain leads Campbell of Nazareth 4-0 halfway through the first.
Caught a little bit of a break as Brock Weiss of Jersey Shore was up big in his match against Patrick Kelly, and Kelly stuck him. That would have been a great match between Shaw and Weiss.
Rumpler of North Allegheny able to get an escape to start the third period. She has tied her match with Reagan Snyder of Northern Bedford. Minute 30 remaining. That score is 1-1. Both wrestlers on their feet. See if Rumpler can't find a takedown here and take the lead for the first time.
Cleaning up blood for Householder. So four near fall points up for Barvitsky. He's up 6-0. No score. Start of the second period with Milheim, a Warrior Run, on the bottom.
Rumpler and Snyder still pushing and shoving. Locked up on their feet. Snap effort there from Rumpler to no avail. That match now 50 seconds remaining third period. We're going to get a stalemate. Looks like one of the anklets fell off. A secondary official will pick that up. Rumpler ready to go back in the center.
Stoppage for Patrick Kelly of Central Bucks West, but now he and Shaw back into action early. Second period, Shaw on top. Now an escape for Kelly to make it 4-2. End of one, Perry of Central Mountain leads Campbell of Nazareth 4-1.
Coming onto the mat on mat four at 170 pounds, Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan. And she will take on J.L. Miller, of Punxsutawney. So we'll see Calguero here in a second.
And we'll pick up that Calguero action when we come right back to the state wrestling tournament in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Are you tired of your auto insurance rates going up every year? Would you like to lock in your premiums from any future rate increases? Ritzco Insurance can help. With rate lock offered through Erie Insurance, Ritzco Insurance can do just that. So if you want to lock in your auto insurance rates, call Ritzco Insurance at 724-745-3379. Ritzco Insurance wishes all the local wrestlers the best of luck at Hershey.
Welcome back to Hershey. 170-pound semifinal match. Jael Miller of Punxsutawney. She leads 2-0 over Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan. That match still just about 30 seconds into it. And turning over to her back is Calguero as Miller from Punxsutawney working quickly. And she will get the fall. Miller will of Punxsutawney at 41 seconds. The fall over Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan. 155 pounds. Lena Rumpler of North Allegheny is in sudden victory against Reagan Snyder of Northern Bedford.
Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson takes down Patrick Kelly of Central Bucks West to go up 6-2. They've just come to the end of the second period. The other AAA 139-pound semifinal, Perry of Central Mountain leading Campbell of Nazareth 7-2. They're neutral with 34 seconds to go in the second. Perry's going to get another takedown there to go up 9-2. And Shaw and Kelly start their third on their feet.
Mason Barvitsky of Southern Columbia leading 6-0 as they start the third period with Barvitsky on the bottom. And Ryan Lawler, Bishop McDevitt, Regan Milheim Warrior One tied at 1.5 to go in the third, wrestling neutral.
Nice fireman's carry for Maddox Shaw to go up 8-2, 30 seconds into the third period.
Sudden victory, no points are scored, Rumpler and Snyder, so we will go to the 30-second periods. Rumpler of North Allegheny, Snyder of Northern Bedford tied at 1. Rumpler will be 10-2 again for blood time. The other match quickly, Favara of Bishop McCourt, Hatala of Quakertown at 190 pounds on the girls' side.
Takedown for Regan Milheim. He leads Lawler 3-1, 45 seconds to go in the third.
9-2 now Perry of Central Mountain leading Campbell of Nazareth. They're just starting the third period with Campbell of Nazareth on the bottom. Shaw of Thomas Jefferson, Kelly of Central Bucks West out of bounds, 44 seconds to go. Shaw up 8-2.
A quick fall for Favara of Bishop McCourt over Hatala of Quakertown at 190 pounds. Rumpler of North Allegheny in the tiebreaker one, trying to get up to her feet, trying to find some points here in the last 15 seconds of her first 30-second overtime tiebreaker period. Snyder right now just hip on hip, really keeping the pressure on Rumpler, as that first tiebreaking period will come to a close with no points from Lena Rumpler.
Milheim, a Warrior Run, your winner 3-1 over Lawler of Bishop McDevitt at 145.
Cradle and fall for Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson with just 6 seconds to go in the bout. He puts away Patrick Kelly of Central Bucks West, so 5:54 for Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson going to the finals for the second year in a row.
Out onto the mat at 190 pounds from Cannon McMillan, Natalie Rush. She will face Esmeralda Telez of Reading. No score there. That match just underway. Rumpler trying to take Snyder back down to the mat in her tiebreaker. Trying desperately to get to the edge of Snyder to get away. We're going to get a stalling warning against Rumpler with 4 seconds remaining in the second tiebreaker.
Mason Barvitsky, a 7-1 winner for Southern Columbia over Cole Householder of Brookville at 145.
Rush of Cannon McMillan, 45 seconds in, still no score against Telez of Reading. Both wrestlers still on their feet.
Final 20 seconds, Dalton Perry of Central Mountain leading Jack Campbell of Nazareth, 11-4. That's at 139. At 145, Evan Petrovich of Connellsville against returning state champion Luke Simcox of Central Mountain. Simcox was last year's 133-pound champion. Just about halfway through the first period, those two are scoreless.
In the ultimate tiebreaker, Snyder and Rumpler. Snyder starts on the bottom. She's trying to cut away from Rumpler. She's faced into a Rumpler. Back down to the mat, though. Just 15 seconds to go. Still no score. Russian Telez on the other side, 190 pounds. Rush of Cannon McMillan still on her feet. Rumpler trying desperately to keep Snyder down. We're inside of 5 seconds. They go out of bounds.
Perry of Central Mountain defeats Campbell of Nazareth 11-4 in the semis at 139. So Perry will face Maddox Shaw in the finals. Petrovich and Simcox still scoreless. 24 seconds to go in their first. Petrovich had an ankle and Simcox ran out of it before Petrovich could finish it off. The other semi at 145, Pearson Manville of State College, Elias Long of Central York getting ready to go, and now they're underway.
And Rumpler of North Allegheny able to hold on in the ultimate tiebreaker.
She will advance at 155 pounds. 190 pounds, Natalie Rush. Esmeralda Telez of Reading. Rush of Cannon McMillan. No score after one period. Into the second period they go. A quick escape for Natalie Rush of Cannon Mac. She now leads 1-0, 20 seconds into the second period.
152 pounds in double A. Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt. Cameron Milheim of Warrior Run. And Max Steen of Faith Christian, Cody Hamilton of Grove City. They're all both scoreless at the end of one.
Petrovich of Connellsville, Simcox of Central Mountain scoreless at the end of one. And Simcox will be on the bottom for the second. Manville of State College leads Long of Central York. 40 seconds in, 2-1 for Manville. He's trying to fight off a shot from Long.
Rush still leading 1-0. Telez was heavy on a front headlock, almost was able to get behind Rush, but she does a nice job to negate that, and back sort of onto their feet they go. Telez continues to be very heavy on the head of Natalie Rush. So far, Rush has been able to stand at 50 seconds remaining, second period there. Again, Rush still leading that match 1-0.
Manville of State College with a tilt, but I don't believe he got more than a one count out of that. Escape for Simcox. He leads Petrovich of Connellsville 1-0.
Worth noting that they have a double A semifinal on mat number 3 in the hole. So I wonder if they'll have mat 3 be double A, mat 4 be triple A once the girls complete their semifinal action.
Way to look ahead there, Greg. It's a real heads up. That's a professional play-by-play kind of look there.
Hey, you know, I haven't had any whip-you action over here for a little while, so.
Natalie Rush of Cannon McMillan able to fend off the remainder of the second period on her feet. She leads Esmeralda Telez 1-0 after two periods. Telez will have the option she will choose down to start this third period.
Second period ends for Pearson Manville of State College, and he is he's going to get near fall points. Board down below it had an 8-1. That couldn't have been right because the period ended. He couldn't have gotten four near fall points in that situation. He got three, so he leads 7-1. Manville does over Long of Central York going to the second, and they start neutral. Simcox of Central Mountain still leading Petrovich of Connellsville 1-0. They're nearing the end of their second period.
Rush continues to ride on top of Telez. She still leads 1-0, a minute 30. Telez up to her feet. Rush does a nice job bringing her back down to the mat. Now looking for the half Nelson is Rush. Unable to make that connect, but has a nice job. Has Telez down on her stomach and continues to work hard. Does Natalie Rush 1:17 in counting remaining third period. She leads one. She does have that half Nelson in. Starts to wrench it. Able to jump to the other side. See if she can complete it from the other side.
Petrovich of Connellsville with an ankle pick, but Simcox able to fight that off. They roll through. Petrovich was kind of on his own back. Now each on the other's leg. They're in the third period and a stalemate. Minute 33 to go. Still 1-0 for Simcox.
Had a takedown for Cameron Milheim of Warrior Run, and Melvin Miller needing injury time. He hurt his knee in the quarterfinals. And I know he's dealing with a lot of pain right now down there. 1-0 lead for Steen of Faith Christian. As they start the third period, he and Hamilton neutral.
Rush continuing to ride, continuing to lead 2-0. She's under 40 seconds now. Natalie Rush of Cannon McMillan leading Esmeralda Telez of Reading. Telez up to her feet. Rush does a nice job bringing her back down to the mat. Telez pushing the envelope a little bit more. Falls back down on her. Rush needs to be careful. Was a little high there as Telez fell back down to the mat. Rush does a nice job, though. Sets herself back. Continues to ride on top. 15 seconds remaining. Natalie Rush of Cannon McMillan nearing the finish line, leading 1-0. Telez, see if she has a final push in her, trying to get up to her feet. Rush heavy on that left side of her, and it looks like Esmeralda Telez is going to run out of time. Natalie Rush of Cannon McMillan, a 1-0 victory at 190 pounds. And she will advance on to the championship of the girls' bracket. Excellent effort from Rush.
Pearson Manville going to get a couple of more near fall points. He's up 16-2 after two against Long of Central York. And a little over a minute to go for Luke Simcox of Central Mountain and Evan Petrovich of Connellsville. Still neutral. Simcox with a second period escape, the only point of the bout so far. Manville starts the third period on the bottom, looking for a technical fall. Needs only 1 point to get that. He's up on his feet, peels off, gets free, and there's the technical fall for Pearson Manville. 17-2 at 4:18.
The other girls match quickly. 155 pounds, Avery Ryhall of Hickory, a 2-0 lead over Kylie Monroe of Gettysburg. That match is the end of the second period, so they'll head to the third. Underway, Kayla Henderson of Southwestern against Brenda Banks of Panther Valley. That's a 2:35.
Time running out on Evan Petrovich of Connellsville. Just 4 seconds to go. Luke Simcox will defeat Petrovich 1-0. It'll be Simcox and Manville for the title at 145. We'll have more state wrestling action when we come back to the Giant Center in Hershey in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-239.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, AAA semifinals are at 152 pounds. That's Colin Guy of Quakertown. That's the correct pronunciation there.
Correct. Yep.
Guy with a 4-1 lead on Eli Carr of Hempfield. They've just come to the end of the first period, and a couple of near fall points for Guy to go up 6-1. The other semi at 152. Sipes of Altoona, Wrath of Bethlehem Catholic, scoreless late in the first.
Max Dean of Faith Christian, a winner 1-0 over Hamilton of Grove City. And we're headed to overtime, tied at 3. Melvin Miller driving in on Milheim. And now ducks his head under, gets behind. He's got to get Milheim down on the mat. Miller trying to finish. Now Milheim grabs around the waist. Who's going to come out on top of this potential scramble here? Still 20 seconds to go in the overtime. Miller trying to lace the leg and gets the takedown. Melvin Miller, 5-3 at 46 seconds of overtime.
At 170 pounds on the girls' side, Sierra Ripka of Greater Nanticoke Area. No score against Maya Krieger of Bensalem. That match was in the first period. Semifinal match at 2:35, second period nearing an end. Brenda Banks of Panther Valley, a 2-0 lead over Kayla Henderson of Southwestern.
Guy of Quakertown leading Carr of Hempfield 9-1. Minute to go, second period. Guy is riding. Sipes of Altoona, Wrath of Bethlehem Catholic, scoreless in the second period with Wrath riding. Guy with a leg in on Carr. Carr broken flat to his stomach. 40 seconds to go in the second.
Devin Magro of Bishop McCourt trying to finish on a shot with a minute to go in the second period against Connor Hare of Montgomery. They go out of bounds. Hare leading up 5-3. Kale Wiedemeyer of Faith Christian, a 2-0 lead on Story Buchanan of Girard, 30 seconds into the first.
First period over, Ripka and Krieger. No score. That's 170-pound girls semifinal. Banks of Panther Valley continues to lead 2-0 of Henderson over at Southwest. That's the 235-pound semifinal match. That match early in the third period.
Going to the third, Guy of Quakertown leads Carr of Hemfield 9-1. They start on their feet. Late second period, Sipes of Altoona, Wrath of Bethlehem Catholic, still scoreless with Wrath riding. Wrath appears to have a leg in. Guy and Carr still neutral. And Guy didn't do it intentionally, but he came across hard on the side of the head of Carr. Maybe it looked worse from up here, but they're out of bounds. Minute 22 to go in the third period.
Still a 5-3 lead for Hart of Montgomery, and Magro will get an escape to begin the third. It's now 5-4. They're wrestling neutral. Wiedemeyer of Faith Christian up 2-0 on Buchanan of Girard at the end of one.
Krieger of Ben Salem, 170-pound match on the girls' side halfway through the second period. Krieger has a 1-0 lead over Ripka of Greater Nanticoke area. Banks of Panther Valley continues the lead and, in fact, will win her match at 235, 2-0. So Banks on to the final over Henderson.
40 seconds left, third period for Eli Carr of Hemfield, still trailing Colin Guy of Quakertown 9-1. And early in the third, Sipes of Altoona, Wrath of Bethlehem Catholic, still scoreless. Sipes on top. And Wrath with a switch, but he's not able to get all the way through it. And now he's free for one. So Wrath takes a 1-0 lead.
The other 235-pound semifinal underway, McKenna Atkinson of Souderton and Ajana Jumper of Cumberland Valley underway. No score there.
11-1, Guy of Quakertown defeats Carr of Hemfield. That's the 11-1 for Guy.
Stalling call on Connor Hare of Montgomery, his first. Still leading there 5-4. Now dives on the leg of Devin Magro. Final seconds coming off in the third period. And Connor Hare will advance to the final with a 5-4 victory.
Krieger of Ben Salem has extended her lead to 4-0 over Ripka. Second period to a close there. That's a 170-pound semifinal. We have blood time occurring right now to one of the athletes. Still no score in the other 235 semifinal between Jumper and Atkinson.
Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson shoots in on Asher Cunningham of State College, but Cunningham almost got through the legs of Marlowe there. And Marlowe still on both legs, and Cunningham reaching up over top, grabbing an ankle. That's at 160 pounds. 152, Wrath of Bethlehem Catholic still with a 1-0 lead on Sipes. They're neutral, only 20 seconds to go.
Kale Wiedemoyer of Faith Christian up 7-2 after 2 over Story Buchanan of Girard. Keegan Ramsey of Notre Dame GP. Luke Fugazzotto of Northwestern Lehigh underway.
Wrath of Bethlehem Catholic into the semi or into the finals at 152, a 1-0 winner over Sipes of Altoona. So Wrath will face Guy of Quakertown in the 152-pound final. Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson, Cunningham of State College, still scoreless. 45 seconds left in their first. Had quite a scramble there. Neither was able to get the takedown.
Still no score. Second period underway. Jumper and Atkinson. Jumper of Cumberland Valley. Atkinson of Souderton. No score. 235. And now we do have a two-point takedown for Atkinson. She now leads 2-0. Looking for some near fall points as well. Krieger of Bensalem still leading Ripka 4-0. That's a 170-pound semifinal.
Nick Kunstek of Pottsville. Ryan Garvick of Central Dauphin. Semi at 160, scoreless early on.
Nine-2 lead now for Wiedemoyer of Faith Christian. A minute to go in the third over Buchanan of Girard. About to be scoreless at the end of one between Ramsey and Fugazzotto.
Scoreless after one, Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson, Cunningham of State College. Marlowe on the bottom to begin the second period.
Third period nearing a close in our 170 semifinal on the girls' side, Maya Krieger of Bensalem. Still leading 4-0 over Sierra Ripka of Greater Nanticoke area. So Krieger on her way, likely to the finals at 170 pounds. Atkinson of Souderton leading 4-1 over Jumper of Cumberland Valley. That match nearing the end of the second period.
Kunstek of Pottsville took down Garvick of Central Dauphin, and then Garvick with a reversal. So they are 2-2, 35 seconds left in the first period. Marlowe escapes in the second and leads Cunningham of State College 1-0.
Start of the second period. Ramsey of Notre Dame GP on the bottom in a scoreless bout. Final seconds coming off at 160. Kale Wiedemoyer of Faith Christian will go to the final. He'll defeat Story Buchanan of Girard 9-2.
Marlowe in on Cunningham. Under a minute to go in the second. Marlowe trying to shoot through the legs of Cunningham. End of the first for Kunstek of Pottsville, Garvick of Central Dauphin tied at 2.
Krieger, your winner, now officially 170 pounds, 4-0 decision over Ripka of Greater Nanticoke area. It looks like on mat 3 at the least, some of the boys wrestling will move its way over. So at 189 pounds, Garrett Garcia of Southern Columbia, Caleb Close of Bald Eagle area about to get underway there. Atkinson of Souderton continuing to improve her lead with a two-point reversal. She leads 6-1 over Jumper of Cumberland Valley. That's in the third period at the 235 weight class.
Garvick of Central Dauphin escapes early in the second, leads Kunstek of Pottsville 3-2 at a stalemate earlier between Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson and Cunningham of State College. And Cunningham getting a takedown on Marlowe, and action stopped there for a moment. 12 seconds to go in the second period. Cunningham with a 2-1 lead after picking up a takedown.
Quite a scramble between Garcia and Close at 189 pounds. No points yet in that match, about a minute in.
Adam Waters of Faith Christian, a takedown on Carmine Lindsay of Berks Catholic, 30 seconds in, up 2-0. Scoreless after 2 between Ramsey and Fugazzotto, and Fugazzotto will likely go on the bottom for the third.
End of two, Cunningham of State College leads Marlow of Thomas Jefferson 2-1. Cunningham on the bottom to start the third period. Kunstek of Pottsville took down Garvik of Central Dauphin, and now Garvik escapes, so they're 4-4 late in the second.
Atkinson, a winner at 235 against Jumper of Cumberland Valley. Atkinson on to take on her opponent at 235.
Near fall points coming for Waters of Faith Christian. He'll be up 5-0 a minute into the first.
Neutral situation. Marlow leaning back into Cunningham, who was draped over his back. The official went down to take a look at Cunningham's shoulders. Cunningham got one to go up 3-1, but it was nearly a neutral situation. I wouldn't say a pin, you know, but it was something the official had to look at. It was close.
Right. About to get underway on mat four. Hunter Snyder of Greater Latrobe, Bodie Morgan of Trinity at 172 pounds.
That was a fun one in the WKL semis. Morgan was up big early. Snyder came back and won it in overtime over Morgan.
That's something like 15-13.
Yeah, that was a lot of points.
I appreciate that context, fellas. should be a good one here. Not to say that the Whipple semifinal, there isn't a lot on the line. I think the line got a little bigger here, though, in Hershey. So, exciting one coming up here on mat four.
Cunningham with a takedown and now getting back points, a leg and a crossface for Cunningham. So he leads 5-1 plus back points coming in the third period. There are the near fall points for Cunningham. He got two, so it's 7-1. Time's running out there. Cunningham of State College will defeat Bodie Marlow of Thomas Jefferson. 7-1 there for Cunningham of State College.
And it's going to be a 6-0 win for Luke Fugazoto of Northwestern Lehigh over Keegan Ramsey of Notre Dame GP at 172. 5-0 lead for Adam Waters of Faith Christian after one.
Just 25 seconds to go in regulation at 160 pounds. Kunstek of Pottsville, Garvik of Central Dauphin tied at four. Garvik with a late shot. Kunstek works around the head. Kunstek trying to spin behind. 9 seconds to go. And now back up to face one another. That one looks like it is headed to overtime, and it is.
Bodie Morgan with an early double leg takedown of Snyder. Now he's got Snyder sort of hinged up on his head there for a minute. The official got down to take a look. No near fall points, but an early takedown for Morgan of Trinity. He leads 1-0, 50 seconds in. Quickly, Caleb Close of Bald Eagle area, 2-0 lead over Garrett Garcia of Southern Columbia. That match nearing the end of the second period. Morgan now has turned Snyder over briefly. Snyder quickly able to roll back, though. But and it doesn't look like any near fall points have been awarded to Miller, but Morgan off to a really, really good start here in the first 75 seconds.
Andrew McMonagle of Huntington, two quick takedowns on Jackson Angelo of Frazier to lead 4-1 a minute into the first.
In the overtime, Kunstek of Pottsville in on a leg against Garvik of Central Dauphin. 14 seconds to go in the sudden victory. Garvik grabbing a leg as well. Also Vaughn Spencer at 172 underway against Sam Goutreau of Owen J. Roberts. First period just about halfway through. They are scoreless. And there's the end of the sudden victory. So two tiebreaker periods coming up between Garvik and Kunstek.
An escape for Snyder here as we near the end of the first period. So Bodie Morgan, some late action here, but no score. Bodie Morgan will take a 2-1 lead into the first period break against Hunter Snyder of Greater Latrobe.
Tech fall for Waters of Faith Christian, 15-0 at 3 minutes and 17 seconds over Lindsay of Berks Catholic. Angelo of Frazier trails 4-1, 20 seconds to go in the first.
Vaughn Spencer of Pine Richland still scoreless under 30 seconds to go in the first period. Kunstek of Pottsville on top for the first 30-second tiebreaker against Garvik of Central Dauphin. And Garvik late in that first tiebreaker gets out for an escape. So he leads 5-4, and they'll now go to the second
tiebreaker. Morgan of Trinity continuing to ride. He leads 2-1 over Snyder. Snyder started the period down. Morgan continues to ride here early. Morgan now, Snyder, turned into him there, briefly had a chance, but Morgan able to find himself right side up and continues to ride. Quickly, Caleb close of Bald Eagle area, 2-1 lead over Garrett Garcia. That match, a minute remaining in the third.
Spencer of Pine Richland, Goutreau of Owen J. Roberts, scoreless after one. And now in the second tiebreaker, looks like back points coming here for Garvik. 3 seconds to go. He scored in the first tiebreaker with an escape, and now he's going to score back points here and win. Hard to tell from this angle how many near fall points he got. I think he got three to win 8-4 at 2 minutes of overtime.
Snyder with an escape earlier in the second period. 40 seconds remaining, second period. Bodie Morgan, Hunter Snyder, 2-2, wrestling on their feet.
Austin Johnson of Muncie, a takedown, and now it gives an escape to Jason Singer of Faith Christian. He leads 2-1. A minute to go in the second. A lead for McMonagle of Huntington, 6-1 now on Angelo of Frazier. And looking to turn Angelo with a half is McMonagle. And Angelo of Frazier trying to bridge off of his back. And he's going to get pinned. Time of the fall for McMonagle of Huntington at 189 is 3 minutes and 19 seconds.
Bodie Morgan of Trinity with a takedown at the end of the second period. He will carry a 4-2 lead into the third period against Hunter Snyder of Greater La Trobe. Morgan will choose to start down, again, leading 4-2 as we get there close of Bald Eagle area, a 2-1 lead, a 3-1 lead, I should say, over Garrett Garcia of Southern Columbia. That's just 5 seconds remaining in third period.
Quick update on mats 5 and 6. We'll get back to that in a minute. Crowd reacting to the bout on mat 3.
Yeah, I believe that was Garcia who tied it up with a takedown at the waning seconds to tie it. So Garrett Garcia of Southern Columbia forcing overtime against Caleb Close of Bald Eagle area. That's at 189 pounds.
It still looked like there was a couple of seconds on there when he got that too.
Yeah, I think pretty clear.
Vaughn Spencer with a cradle. Got a takedown to go up 3-0 against Goutreau. Late second period, Spencer with that cradle has Goutreau on his back and in trouble. The end of the period will not come soon enough for Goutreau. Fall for Spencer comes at 3:54. He is into the finals, and also Tucker Hogan of Daniel Boone took down Cooper Roskowski and also put him to his back, but no fall there. Hogan leads 5-0 late in the first.
So Bodie Morgan of Trinity started the third period down, has been hit with one stalling call, so Hunter Snyder now trailing 4-3, now 50 seconds remaining. Morgan still on the bottom.
Running Morgan of Central Valley, a takedown on Joe Baronic of Burgistown, 45 seconds and a 2-0 lead for Morgan.
So we got blood time for Bodie Morgan of Trinity. He leads 4-3, 51 seconds remaining there.
Garcia gets the win in overtime, 5-3 at 19 seconds of overtime. And he got that takedown with 2 seconds left and then gets the overtime win.
And coming up on mat 3, about to start, Rune Lawrence of Frazier going for history against Gavin Hanna of Brooksville. A match just about to get underway here.
Hogan of Daniel Boone escapes on Roskowski of Kiski to open up the second period. Hogan leads 6-0. Hogan was a champion at 189 last year, looking to repeat, and he's in on Roskowski, going to take him down to go up 8-0 with a minute and a half to go in the second period.
Rune Lawrence already a quick takedown, picked up Hanna, brought him to the mat, allowed him to stand back up, already back behind him again for a second takedown. Rune Lawrence quickly out to a 4-1 lead. Going to let Hanna up again now, 4-2. Lawrence so far in these first 30 seconds having his way, two early takedowns. Great ankle pick there, but out of bounds.
Morgan continuing to ride Baronic, leading 2-0, 30 seconds to go, first period.
Morgan able to get a
an escape under 30 seconds left. Morgan leading 5-3. They're wrestling on his feet with Snyder. Lawrence quickly has Hannah on his back, but out of bounds they go. So a two-point takedown and some near fall points. Rune Lawrence already up 8-2 now. Just 39 seconds in. 19 seconds remain. Bodie Morgan still leading 5-3 over Hunter Snyder of Greater Latrobe. Circling in the center. Shot in from Snyder. Rejected away from Miller. Snyder looking for a big move here. Morgan just sort of holding still. 3-2-1. Bodie Morgan of Trinity going to win 5-3 over Hunter Snyder of Greater Latrobe at 172 pounds.
End of one. Veronica Burgistown trails Morgan of Central Valley 2-0. Veronica will go back on the bottom for the second.
Rune Lawrence up to 10-4 now. In on a high single. Takes Hannah back down to the mat already. So now 12-4 as Lawrence drives him out of bounds once more. 12-4, 48 seconds to go first period.
Hogan of Daniel Boone late in the second period. 10-1 lead over Roskoski of Kiski. Semi at 189. There's the end of the period. 215-pound semi in AAA. Dylan Bechtold of O&J Roberts, 4-1 lead over Aiden Height of Chambersburg. They're nearing the end of the first period.
Austin Johnson, a Muncie A winner. Technical fall, 18-2 at 4 minutes and 24 seconds. So sets up the super match with he and Rune Lawrence, potentially, if Lawrence can finish off his semifinal.
Yeah, Lawrence leading 12-5, under 40 seconds to go. Lawrence just crazy on the head. Pounding that on the snap, in on a double leg. Switches over to a single. Lawrence brings that leg up into his chest. Trip down to the mat. To another two-point takedown. 14-5, Rune Lawrence leads. Just over a out-of-bounds will go 18 seconds. He leads by 11. Underway quickly on mat four, Cole Bartram of Northern York. He leads 2-0 over Nathan Campbell of Norwin. That's at 189 pounds.
Joe Veronica Burgistown still on the bottom, able to pop free and get out for one. So it's now 2-1. Morgan of Central Valley leading Veronica.
Under a minute to go, Hogan of Daniel Boone now leading 12-1 over Roskoski of Kiski. That's at 189.
Bartram of Northern York appears to have Campbell stuck on his back. Near fall points likely to come for Bartram. And the fall will come, in fact, for Bartram at a minute 34. So Cole Bartram, a winner at 189 pounds over Nathan Campbell of Norwin. Rune Lawrence getting back underway after some blood time. He leads 14-5 over Gavin Hanna of Brooksville.
Brennan Morgan in on a shot. He's going to take Baronic down and take him to his back. Just 4 seconds left in the period. Not going to be able to fight it off, though. Morgan will get the fall on Baronic at 3 minutes and 58 seconds.
Hogan of Daniel Boone defeats Roskoski of Kiski in the semis at 189. 12-1 for Hogan, looking for a repeat title.
Lawrence beginning in the second period, a quick takedown. He now leads 16-5. He'll let Hannah up. So back to the center, they'll go 16-6. Rune Lawrence leads. Just so good on his feet. Quick up to a high single, trip down into the cradle. Lawrence has got him stuck, and there's the fall for Rune Lawrence at 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Rune Lawrence with an opportunity to go for history tomorrow afternoon, looking for his fourth PIAA state championship, a fall at 2-13.
Jack Conroy of Ringgold underway against Caleb Marzolino of Abington Heights, semi at 2-15. The other semi in that weight class, Bechtold of O&J Roberts leads Height of Chambersburg 9-1. They're in the third with Bechtold riding.
285, Carson Neely of Port Allegheny, Brody Klein of Berks Catholic, scoreless at the end of one. Klein on the bottom for the second. And also 285, Nick Pavlechko of State College, Dean Bechtold of O&J Roberts underway.
Conroy out of bounds with Marzolino. Minute 18 to go in the first period. And a little behind on our break, so we'll get back to Jake Conroy of Ringgold when we come back to the state wrestling tournament here in just a moment on the WJP Network. Next Foundation.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny and Quaker Valley Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
But I could squeeze in the break, and while we were away, and I apologize, Jack, Jake Conroy of Brink, Marzal. Conroy of Ringgold pins Marzolino of Abington Heights. And again, I apologize. The first period thought, oh, yeah, we can squeeze in 30 seconds there. And unfortunately, we did not. So my apologies to the Conroy and Ringgold fans. But he gets the fall at 104.
You mean Marzolino got the fall or Conroy?
I thought, you're right. I'm sorry. It was Marzolino, my mistake. Still, you just, figured you had time to get that in there and didn't.
Want to make sure we gave the right result there. Is just four matches remain here. Brody Klein and Berks Catholic got an escape in the second. Neely of Port Allegheny on the bottom for the third. No score at the end of one between Bechtold and Pavlechko in the AAA 285.
Just had a final at 215. Bechtold of Owen J. Roberts defeats Height of Chambersburg 9-1. Again, a round of consolations to come for both AA, AAA, and girls. Still a couple of bouts remaining on mats 1 and 2. Also going to have a bout come up to mat 5 at 285 pounds. Now we'll try this again. Back with more state wrestling action here in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsenergy.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
in overtime at AA 285. Carson Neely of Port Allegheny, Brody Klein of Berks Catholic. And they're looking like they're going to head to the 230 second periods as the final seconds click off of sudden victory. Also, Dean Bechtold of O&J Roberts escaped in the second. Nip Pavlechko State College chose neutral for the third. Bechtold leading there 1-0, 1:27 to go in the third. So we'll get a fresh start in the center. I believe you had a result while we were away, Mark.
To be honest with you, I was checking some other things there. So
it was Sean Kinney of Nazareth with the fall there.
You buried the lead. You'd set him up, and then you said, I got it anyway.
Yeah, you know, just making sure he's still awake over there, you know. It's been a long day for him.
And boy. I'm an old guy, you know. I'm at that point. I missed my nap today. The time of that fall for Kinney was 2:26.
Probably missed it yesterday and tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
So
I'll get it when I'm driving home tomorrow.
Into the 2:30 second periods for Neely and Klein. Klein on the bottom for the first 30. Up to his feet. Neely drives him out of bounds. This 8 seconds in. Shot right off the whistle by Pavlechko of State College. And Bechtold does a nice job of sprawling there and getting him back to his feet. Final 15 seconds of the first. Nice roll there for Klein of Berks Catholic to get free for one. He's up 2-1 in the first half of the 30 seconds. Seconds left for Bechtold of O&J Roberts. Bear hugs in on Pavlechko. Final seconds. Shot attempt by Pavlechko, and Dean Bechtold of O&J Roberts will defeat Pavlechko of State College 1-0. Escape for Neely of Port Allegheny. Ties things up at 2. 13 seconds left in the second half of the double overtime.
Let me correct that time for Kinney on the fall. It was 1 minute.
Head to the ultimate tiebreaker in the AA 285-pound semifinal. The winner of this match will take on Brennan Morgan of Central Valley. And Klein will go on the bottom. Roll through. Klein gets behind, just hanging on to the ankle, and free is Klein for a 3-2 ultimate tiebreaker win at 2:07 of overtime.
So that will wrap up our semifinal action. And going to give the wrestlers a little bit of time to warm up here for our next round of consolations, which schedule-wise is supposed to begin in 1 minute, but wrestlers coming out, and looks like they'll get a few minutes to warm up before we move into that next round. So we'll step aside, catch our breath, and update the brackets and all of that, and come back with consolation action and wrapping up day number two of the state wrestling tournament back to the Giant Center in Hershey in about 90 seconds here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
At Waynesburg University,
Growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.